We always have this Scottish exceptionalism, this idea that just because we live in Scotland or we're born in Scotland or we moved to Scotland, this somehow automatically makes Scotland a fairer and more tolerant place. There are good and bad people everywhere. We should keep that aspiration of wanting Scotland to be an open and accepting nation, but we've got to do the work to make it a reality. We've got to back up the rhetoric and the words with action. What this report does is give some very specific actions around what we can do, for example, incorporating an education of our true history and the impacts of Islamophobia into our education system, how we can reform access to our labour market to make sure everyone has an equal chance, how we look at recruitment in our public services, particularly in our police, to get a much more diverse recruitment, how we have adequately trained officers around how to deal with hate crime, how we recognise the specific challenges that Muslim women face because of the intersectionality of prejudice, to make sure we're confronting sexism as well as Islamophobia, and also recognising that actually prejudice and hate isn't going to be defeated by Muslims alone in terms of Islamophobia, just like anti-Semitism is not going to be defeated by the Jewish community alone. We've got to work together across all sections of society to root out prejudice and hate in all its forms. It's easy for political leaders and leaders across all sectors to say the right thing, to make the right comments when a hashtag is trending on Twitter. But actually, it's much harder doing the work when the cameras move away and the attention changes in order to build that fairer and freer society. And I think we've still got a lot of work to do. This is not about trying to get one community advantage over another. What this is about is to try and make sure everyone has an equal chance as each other, and everyone has an equal stake in the success of this nation as each other, and everyone can truly identify with Scotland as being their home and not feel as if they are treated as a second-class citizen or not get the same opportunity as someone else. In 10 years' time, we're either going to look back and we're going to say we got lip service, or we're going to look back and say that was a decade of action. And I think we've had a lot of lip service. I think we've had a lot of warm words, a lot of welcome words, but let's back those words up with actions.